jet tie. Oh, hey, man, tell me something. Are you off to somewhere? Do you want to go with me tonight? Oh, I know, I know, I know that this is changing. Oh, we walk the streets to feel the ground I'm chasing.
The last broadcast. That was the Doves in the last broadcast on Exquisite Corpse Radio's final edition, CITR Radio, March 24th, 2011. That means I've been here 11 years this month, this very station, and it's feeling sadder than I predicted. I'm definitely feeling off, a bit low. It's just not right. And yet I've committed to it, and it's going to happen. I'm keeping myself open for fill-in gigs. Because otherwise I feel like I'm disappearing in a lot of ways. I'm heartened to know that Darren Gall will be taking over this spot. Hopefully, or probably, or seemingly, I don't know, with his stereoscopic readout, which he used to do before this show. I'm going to miss the people I see here every week. Christian and Fleur, and Ben does the show after me. Some of the people I see, I guess I see the most here. There's many others that I've known come through this door that I'm very fond of, and I'll miss them as well. Now, what's going on tonight is that there's a programmers meeting going on, so all my DJ friends are off at a CITR programmers meeting. So I sit here alone and likely will leave here alone. There's a show going on at the, I think it's the Biltmore tonight, CITR thing with Luke Meat and Pop Drones and Shi Yi's playing and all that sort of thing. So I guess they'll be off doing that. I got to work in the morning. I got responsibilities and I need lots of sleep. So I won't be doing that. So I don't know, an unceremonious sayonara, I guess. Well, let me tell you what's going on today on the show. I've created a playlist that samples several songs, not necessarily the best of or anything like that, but they're songs that I've heard over my many years not doing college radio, but listening to college and alternative radio in many forms as growing up in Washington State, particularly in Tacoma and Gig Harbor areas of Washington State, and I would record a lot of radio from 1982 up till, I guess it continues in a lot of ways. So you're going to be hearing a lot of snippets from old radio shows. You'll be hearing the songs that I heard first on the tapes that I made in radio stations like KJET, KCMU, KUPS, KYYX, and many others. You'll be hearing some of the snippets from those stations. You'll be hearing the announcers announce those songs and give the call letters of those stations, KJET, KYYX, KCMU, KUPS. But don't be alarmed, you're still listening to CITR. I just want to let you know right off the bat. So you'll be hearing bands that I heard first on those tapes, bands like Flipper, The Monochrome Set, Momus, Dome, and lots of other things. You'll be hearing some of the bands that became my favorites over the years. And I just happened to be recording when I heard those things, so that's cool. So you'll be hearing some snippets from old radio shows, and then I'll be playing the songs that they are back announcing or announcing. So let me just scroll ahead a little bit here. A little inside baseball for you. Because our time is a bit limited, so I'm just going to jump ahead a little bit. So I hope you enjoy this special presentation. It took me a long time to work on. I sure enjoyed making it. Here's one of my favorite songs that I've ever played at this station. I hadn't played it at any others. To start us off, this is Yola Tango and Deeper Into Movies on Exquisite Corpse, final episode.
Okay, this is KUPS, of course. It's 15 after 12 on a beautiful Thursday morning. You know, all that stuff. This is a college radio station, as you all probably well know. And as educated adults at a liberal arts education college, we're supposed to have a liberal mind to things. Well, my mind is going to be very liberal for the next few minutes. This is kind of a strange request, but just to prove that we have no prejudices here at KUPS, I'm going to play it. I hope the person who requested it is listening to this, or else I'd be very upset, because I might get kicked off the station for doing this. No, that's a lie. But anyway, enjoy it.
Take it easy.
Yes, that was from the new Flipper album, a song called In Life, My Friends. The album was special delivered up here just to me from down in the sunny confines of Southern California and all that stuff. We have a few messages for you, then we'll be back with the Buzzcocks, and then a special request, and if the person who requested that song doesn't stay by the radio, I'm going to be very mad.
Singer of the seminal early 80s band The Monochrome Set, with his one and only post Monochrome Set EP Reach for Your Gun, the name
when
of that song.
When you're a jet, you're a jet, all the way from your first cigarette to your last dying day. When you're a jet, you stay a jet.
1600 KJET Seattle.
Still at war. songs and certain dates. The tender gave way to the firebrand, and Europe gave way to the States. So now that money's all but scentless, noses and consciences are clear. The pointless flowers can be dispensed with, but see a friend in tears. So our defeats are just reminders of death that waits behind it all. The body wilts before the mind does, surprised to see how soon it falls. It's true, our women have deceived us. All hunted species disappear. It's true, we've shot the golden eagles, but see a friend in tears. It's true, our cities are exhausted, made by and for the middle age. Our weakness gave them more than force did. We thought that love could cure a toothache. And in the underground, we're drowning, accelerating through the years. You think you'll find the truth by frowning. See a friend in tears. It's true, our mirrors don't show heroes. We lack the courage to be Jews. Without the elegance of Negroes, with our youthful fireworks all defused. And all these men who are our brothers, enemies are their lovers. See a friend in tears.
Momus covering the Jacques Brel song See a Friend in Tears off his EP Nikki and the Cavaliers, off their one and only 7-inch with It's a Beautiful Game. I love those little bird noises floating through the back of that song.
Is the English lady sick, Auntie Mae?
Oh, she's not English, darling. She's from Pittsburgh.
She sounded English.
Well, when you're from Pittsburgh, you have to do something.
1600 KJET, Seattle.
Thank you. New issue of EP is called The Peel Sessions. Six available so far and more to come. KJET, the import show, by the way. That's one from Wild Swans. No Bleeding is the track.
And you're listening to Exquisite Corpse on CITR Radio on 101.9 FM in Vancouver. Yeah. This is the final show of Exquisite Corpse Radio. No joke, I'm afraid. And I'm running down, I'm giving you excerpts of radio stations that I used to listen to and record, and a lot of these songs became my favorite songs over the years. These are only these are only small snippets of the amount of songs that became some of my favorites. But and in a way, and there's a lot of songs in here that have a certain melancholy, which is kind of what I'm driving at tonight as well. I've got to get some messages, so I hope you'll stick with me. As, you know, if I could find the darn messages I'm supposed to play. Okay, here we go.
Well, the party is off to a good start. Guests are on time. Everyone's out to have fun and to help others fun.
What's the matter? Doesn't that sound exciting to you?
UBC students have an alternative. Looking to unwind? Check out one of the sub's two licensed establishments.
The Pit Pub and Burger Bar is home of the famous Pit Night. Relax with great prices on cold beer and lots of big screen HD TVs, or chow down on charbroiled burgers, beer battered fish and chips, and Belgian fries. The Pit is open 7 days a week, and Wednesday through Saturday is open late until 2 a.m. This business is owned and operated by the AMS, your student society.
And this is us here at CITR. All right, Wild Swans in there, No Bleeding. You heard the announcement from, I think that was Bill Reed, from I believe about 1987, given that import show on KJET. Before that, Momus, as played back in about 1986 on a special edition of Who Do You Love, which was a show on KCMU. If you're familiar with KEXP in Seattle, KCMU was the predecessor. KCMU was connected to the University of Puget Sound, became KEXP when Paul Allen gave them buttloads of money to start ever whatever they're doing, where they are now. Before that, Bid, Reach for Your Gun, Flipper in Life, My Friend, and all those tracks become some of my favorite music in the entire world. Moving on to Dome right now, Rolling Upon My Day, which will be back announced again by somebody from KCMU back in the day. Check it out. Exquisite Corpse, final episode.
Thank you. to KCMU. That's Dome. In case you didn't know, Dome is two of the fellows from Wire, Lewis and Gilbert in particular, and that's from their LP Dome 1 on Dome Records. And it's very nice. That one was called Rolling Upon My Day.
Just listen to our pets. They're calling your pets from coast to coast.
16 KJets.
Based on facts, reviving it, deciding it, it was to them. Square to it, face to it, it was not them. Thank you.
feeling heavy. Walls are closing in. Music's hard to swallow. Talks of violin. Identity information. Mustaches and the pearls. China. The copper's being mugged. Someone pulled the plug.
KJET from Flash in the Pan. That's Jet Setter's Ball.
Cat. into 18 begins with an uprising of adrenaline. First war begins with testicles descending and desire assassinating the child that you once were. The war begins at school when you rebel against the maths teacher who touched you up behind his desk, and ends when you fail your final maths exam and have your first success with sex. The war brings new discoveries, how to make dog fights with your thyroid and pituitary glands, how the zeppelin can fly at your command. And a generation lays down its life when after all they've done for you, the good parents die. Resurrected as your enemy. And when the girl you've started wanting more than all you've ever wanted says no, she is your enemy too. But you survive, and from the trenches of your newly found opinions, freshly dug, quickly abandoned, the white flag waves for an armistice on Christmas Day. Then your voice rings round the family front room like a drill sergeant's in front of his platoon. Broken, broken too soon. But you survive. The 1945 begins when you identify your own inner Third Reich. The Second War begins with a sudden hypochondria, a visit to a doctor who waves a piece of paper and says, this time it's just a false alarm. The war begins at work with some intoxicating news when the letter comes that offers you promotion, and ends when you decide to let them offer it to younger men with more ambition. The war brings new perspectives when you suddenly see through the politics of power which possessed you through all your waking hours. And a generation lays down its life when the whiz kids of the industry slow down and die. Resurrected as your enemy. And when the woman who accepted you, when all the rest rejected you, goes, she is your enemy too. But you survive. And at weekends you get custody of an only child, already adolescent and unreconciled, who laughs at you, you and your newfound piety. And his laugh comes round your faint desire for God, like an order from an inner firing squad. Breaking the ties of blood. But you survive. Comes to everyone, begins the second after next by accident, ends everything except itself. The war brings nothing, the unimaginable, which the old imagine all the time. Imagine, imagination dying. And a generation lays down its life when it refuses the creation of new ways to live. dimension falls apart, ripping through the atoms of your heart. The third war will start. Which no one survives.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, Disneyland proudly presents our spectacular festival pageant of nighttime magic and imagination in thousands of sparkling lights and electro-synthomagnetic musical sounds. The Main Street Electrical Parade.
Yeah, and this is Exquisite Corpse on CITR. Our final show. Oh, we only have a few more minutes left. What are we going to do? I guess we're going to finish it up and get out of here is what we're going to do. Just heard Momus with Three Wars from the Poison Boyfriend. Adrian Blue before that, Big Electric Cat. Track I had heard on college radio back in, I guess, mid-80s or early 80s, and always wondered what it was, and then a few years later found out, tracked it down, so... That's kind of the theme tonight. We're playing songs that I heard on alternative radio many years ago, which eventually got me into this whole biz that I've been doing for about 11 years on this here station. Jet Setters Ball before that from Flash and the Pan, Australian band. Album from 81 or 82 called Headlines from Flash and the Pan. Wire with the 15th before that, and Dome Rolling Upon My Day before that one. We heard Swans in there with No Bleeding from Incandescent. Nice release from Wild Swans, which compiles a lot of their stuff. And I think we should probably get into some PSA business that we haven't gotten to yet. And I've been sort of been just... You know, into this groove thing, and
Mr. Snail. And there's a ladybug. Hello, Mr. Snail.
I haven't gotten on to some business that I should. Anyway. So we'll be back in a little while with more music. Stay tuned.
What do you think the internet should be? Fast? Open? Reliable? A network that is diverse, free, and allows an equal exchange of ideas? This point of view is often challenged by monopolies in the media, as well as by decisions made on issues such as internet openness and usage-based billing. Without question, these decisions have an immense impact on consumers, socially and economically. Let's admit it, the internet has become an essential part of our lives. That's where we come in. Openmedia.ca is here to ensure that the decisions regarding the internet are fair and citizen-friendly. Openmedia.ca is a national, nonpartisan, nonprofit organization. We advocate for a media communication system that adheres to the principles of access, choice, diversity, innovation, and openness. Our organization provides resources for volunteer organizers, collaboration tools, and leadership development. We engage, we educate, we empower. For more information, visit openmedia.ca, saveournet.ca, or follow us on Facebook and Twitter.
Makes noise, it has some merit.
He creates this outcry, this clamor. He creates this nightmare of noise.
If it makes noise, it has some merit.
He's a sonic mess, basically. the discordant notes are just a hubbub, a cacophony.
If it makes noise, it has some merit.
It creates a disturbance because he's basically disturbed.
If it makes noise, it has some merit.
Basically, this is a worthless racket. The man is mentally incompetent.
For the most ear-splitting forays into noise, prog, early industrial, no wave, plunderphonic, psych, and altogether way out sound, tune into A Noise with your host Luke Meat every Wednesday from 11:30 a.m. to 1 p.m. on CITR 101.9 FM. A Noise, music that isn't in its right mind.
And you are listening to the final episode of Exquisite Corpse Radio on CITR. I got a few assurances that if I want to do fill-ins for people, that it could happen. So I'll be seeing you again. I can't bow out of here forever. I just need time to focus on some other things, projects and such. You know what I mean? All right. There's more interesting things coming up. A lot of my favorite tracks heard from alternative radio. I guess the idea, I should tell you again, is that I'm playing you some of the tracks that I originally heard on alternative radio, some of them almost 30 years ago, and recorded a lot of the radio then. So I've got some of the announcers from those radio stations making the announcements on what it is you're hearing, and I've got some of the station IDs and things like that. So just remember that's what you're hearing. This is CITR 101.9 in Vancouver, actually. So well, let's see if I can find that the track we're going into here. I don't know, listening to this Disney thing. If you want to give me a call and say goodbye, 822-2487 is the number, so you can chime in. If you're listening to the podcast, you can look me up on the Facebook at Bleak Swinney. I'm there at B-L-E-E-K and S-W-I-N-N-E-Y, and I'll be there doing some stuff, and you'll see. Let's head into some Tones on Tail and a track that has been one of my favorites for many, many years. And this is called Twist. Tones on Tail. Enjoy this.
Thank you. just be jump over your head. Remember me, don't get confused by a dying sky and sea. The Panda Club has an odds on bet list. The music man needs a string quartet on the planet where the alphabet starts in Z. And confidence grows high in your consciousness. Don't get confused by an early morning rain. Cause the Panda Club has an odds on bed. It's the music man needs a string quartet on the planet where the alphabet starts with C. Plays a melody that you can't forget, so remember me. Twist with tomorrow's man and me. Man and who plays a melody that you can't forget, so remember me. Twist with tomorrow's man and me. Twist with tomorrow's man and me. Twist with tomorrow's man and me.
Tones on Tail with Twist. It's an extended version of Twist and Tones on Tail. Here we are at Exquisite Corpse Radio and our final 15 minutes or so here. For who knows how long, you know what I'm saying? That's it. So what I'm playing for you, a lot of the tracks that meant a lot to me over the years, a lot of bands that I heard on college radio became my favorite bands of all time. Still listening to, you know, I've been doing it a long time. Tomorrow is my 47th birthday. All right, so I picked this time to finish up the show and try and reinvent myself in some ways. Let's see what happens, huh? Into the fire, wouldn't you say? Yeah. That last track, Tones on Tail, when I first heard him, blew my mind. I guess I heard Go in a club and thought, it was like an earthquake when you're hearing it. And then when I heard the rest of Tones on Tail, some of the subtler stuff was very artsy related. Three of the guys from, two of the guys from Bauhaus and another guy, Glenn Campling, doing bass for Tones on Tail. Found more of their stuff, collected it over the years. They came out with eventually a double disc called Everything, which supplies about everything they did, which is aptly titled, I think, then, isn't it? Yeah. So we had to play Tones on Tail tonight. Simon Fisher Turner has been a guy that has reinvented himself many times in many different ways. He started out as a British teen star, had a bunch of pop songs, and was quite a smash hit for a while. Later played sort of as fictional artists like Doofy, King of Luxembourg, Love Letter, and a few other things on some of Mike Always' playful Britpop labels, and now he's this is his effort as SFT, which he does his own stuff, which is kind of, it's more experimental. So here's SFT, Simon Fisher Turner, with Eyes Open on. Chris Burke is next. Chris Burke usually does our theme song at the beginning of our shows for the last many, many years. So here's Chris Burke.
Thank you.
that, like I said, Chris Burke, the hat makes the man from his Idioglossia. We usually start the show with a Chris Burke track, which I usually embellish with a lot of sound clips and stuff. And so we didn't hear that today. We started the show with The Last Broadcast from the Doves. And it is Last Broadcast. I'm going to say one more thing before I get out of here. But for right now, we're going to head into some track that I felt I just wanted to close with. It's been a favorite for, I don't know, over 25 years. And it's the Chameleons. Chameleons with Swamp Thing. Anyway, I'll be back to say just a short goodbye after this. Thanks for listening to Exquisite Corpse for the last, how many years has it been? Who knows? All right.
Oh,
I'm so glad we had this time together. And now I relinquish the pilot seat for who knows how long. Thanks for listening all the years. The podcasts, I believe, will still be available for an indefinite period of time. I hope. Unless they just want to erase my whole memory.